What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Around him is in foul trouble.
Wow, that was a knee slapper right there. Shane Gillis at the ESPYs last night.
A knee slapper? What is the over under on the age for saying the phrase knee slapper?
That was a joke right there.
What the hell? Am I working with Steiny?
Maybe.
That's a knee slapper from the 70s, goo.
I gotta tell you, man, that crowd yesterday was god-awful. I don't know what you expect from a group of athletes that are very sensitive and grew up in an age of sensitivity. I thought Shane Gillis was hilarious yesterday as welcome back Spadoni myself. Thank you, Evan Giddings.
You actually watched the ESPYs?
No, I didn't. I watched I watched all the clips like everyone else of Shane Gillis and that crowd being god awful. I thought that some of the jokes landed, some of the jokes were funny. And I think Shane Gillis, for the most part, is a very funny person. It doesn't translate to, you know, ESPN, the ESPYs, and all those, you know, snoozers of athletes that are there in the crowd. Because let's face it, they hear the criticism all season long, and they try to say, like, oh, see, I'm a funny guy. I can take the joke. It's killing them. Like, even the Shea Gillis-Alexander joke right now, Shea was probably like, yeah, you know, I deserved half of those foul calls. You know, I'm just saying, like, I've never felt the need to watch the ESPYs personally. Now, when Steph Curry hosted it, what was that, a year or two ago, a couple years ago?
It was
Steph. So I was like, okay, let's see. I'll give Steph a chance. He's, you know, he's a nice guy. He's a family guy. I thought he had some funny Kings jokes in there when it was the skits. But it's what it is. It's July. We're dying for content. Some people are like, sure, what the hell? Let's turn it on. And I didn't even get to react to the content of the week, which was that All-Star game. And again, shout out Evan Giddings for filling in for yesterday. I'm sure you guys got to talk about that a bunch. The swing off, all of that. Incredible game. I thought that was awesome. I'm not sure if I love the swing off. That being said, it was an exhibition game, so I'm fine with it. I would have liked to see it go to extras and, you know, either the National League or the American League win it the old-fashioned way. But I thought it was cool. Brent Worker getting some redemption, obviously, from getting screwed the night before with the, you know, the 0.01 inch being away from, you know, overcoming Cal Raleigh. That was cool. But yeah, the ESPYs, Joe, I don't know. Did you watch any of it?
Not a single second. The Shane Gillis stuff, it was stuff that my cousin sent to the thread that I just looked at this morning.
Literally like 30 seconds before we were coming on here.
I just don't care.
Yeah, just not.
I'm so out on ESPN. We were talking about just the broadcast contrast between Fox and ESPN currently, and not that Fox is perfect by any stretch right now, but in terms of how they broadcasted the game the other day and everything, and I think just overall, my sentiment is there are specific ESPN entities that still are good to me. College Game Day is excellent. I still, you know, enjoy Pat McAfee from time to time, but the majority of ESPN's broadcasting I could do without. And in fact, I would probably take it a step further and say the gold standard for almost all my life is probably dead to me.
Which is kind of crazy because for most of us growing up, why we got into sports was a big part of it was because of ESPN. And I remember when, you know, if your team was having a down year, right, and they weren't heavily featured on there, because it's always going to be the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Dodgers, Lakers, whatever, right? But, you know, back in the heyday of if the Warriors are having a bad season, but they had an amazing win, what are you going to do that night?
Yeah, you're going to run to ESPN.
Exactly, because they're going to talk about it. Yep. It's going to be fun, and I'm going to hear whoever it was way back in the day talk about the game, whether it's, you know, Stuart Scott doing the booyah calls, Dan Patrick, Keith Olbermann's of the world, right? That was when it was fun. Now, in this world of, you know, I'm not sitting down on my television to watch SportsCenter anymore, and I'm just looking for clips, and yeah, maybe I'll go to the pre- and post-game shows of like the NFL, maybe the NBA, but even that's becoming more and more of a niche thing. Yeah, it's disappointing that I don't care about ESPN like I used to anymore, which sucks because I love ESPN when it was in its heyday.
Yeah, I mean, well, they were the only alternative at the time, right? So they had cornered the market, and even though Fox Sports had risen with like the best damn sports show, and they had their own version of what would be SportsCenter. I forget what they called it back then, but they had different highlight package shows.
Right,
and they were never as good as SportsCenter, but SportsCenter also had Linda Cohn and Stuart Scott and all the individual personalities that I seeked out.
It felt big time because those people were synonymous. Like Chris Berman, watching Chris Berman talk NFL football felt big time.
No
doubt. And
that's
why he wanted to tune in for, you know, primetime, right? Sunday NFL primetime. So they could break down all the games, him and Tom Jackson. It would be the best.
Yeah, love there's no stuff. Doubt. And I just don't know. I don't really know what lane ESPN wants to be in. Do they want to be like taken serious as like we televise all the best games, or do they want to be a content creator? I know they're going to say all of the above. At one point, they did hardcore journalism for the longest time, and they actually did real journalism. And I know when the domino flipped is when they went hard on concussions, and they were partnered with the NFL, and the NFL was like, yeah, you better like back off the concussion thing, or we're not going to be partners anymore.
Well, and they still do, to their credit. There's certain writers that are still there, and obviously, shout out to our friend Anthony Slater, friend of the show, our insider, formerly of The Athletic, now officially over to ESPN, where he was prior to being with The Athletic. So shout out Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider, and now insider for ESPN as well. So they still do some good work over there. The Brian Windhorst, you know, Ramona Shelburne article we referenced just the other week, talking about LeBron, all of that. Seth Wickersham, right? All the work he's done when it comes to the Brady Belichick saga. So they still have some people over there.
They do, but I think that when you think ESPN right now, what are you thinking of? I'm thinking of Stephen A.
Yeah, him and Pat McAfee.
Yeah, McAfee as well. Yeah. I consider McAfee like his own entity. Like I think he could walk away right now from ESPN and do something very similar. Now, he is definitely benefiting from having the Schefters and the Wendy's and all the different people that ESPN puts through the car wash and gives you to your platform. But it's not the same. It's not what it was. In many ways, they mirror what I have like a running joke about Nebraska football. Nebraska football is never coming back. I don't care what anyone says. It's never coming back. They're done. They might be good for a year or two. Good luck getting a bunch of 18, 19, 20-year-olds to want to go to Nebraska.
Well, the NIL money could change that.
Just no.
Get a good booster in there.
I'm letting you know
this. I will play in Nebraska for millions of dollars. I'll tell you right now.
Joe, I'm letting you know this right now. Nebraska football will never be what it was in the 80s and 90s and the 70s prior. It's just, it's never turning back.
Can you name two cities in Nebraska?
Lincoln.
I said two. Skip that. I couldn't even name Lincoln.
I know that there's like, there's a golf course out there that's really Pine Bluffs.
Omaha.
Or something.
There we go. That's Omaha, Nebraska. There we go. That's the College World Series, right? That's over there. That's look at us. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. So you were with E-Dog Evan Giddings yesterday. I'm sure you guys touched a lot of the baseball. How'd it go with the unveiling of our bracket, our Bay Area Sports Talk bracket?
I thought it went pretty good. You know, we broke down Jimmy G and is he elite?
Oh, God.
And obviously Brock Purdy, this feels like he's going through the exact same existence. And then broke down Kevin Durant and just the entire saga there. I mean, really, you're chipping away at boulders. I mean, these things are, Stonehenge thinks these things are ancient.
So you had the four categories in the top right quadrant. So we have this up on our YouTube and our social, right? Are the best Bay Area sports topics of the 21st century. And we will be diving into some more of those today. We would love your participation. You know the number, 888-957-9570. That is the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, 888-957-9570. Do we unveil which ones we're talking right now, Joe, or do you want to tease that a little bit later? What do you want to do? How do you want to do that?
No, I say we tease it. As we're talking about ESPN, I did want to bring up something. There's a YouTube golfer named Grant Horvat. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but the guy...
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, the guy's got millions of views and followers, and he's humongous. And very similar to Pat McAfee, you know, all the big corporate brands want to be able to work with him. And I just feel like we've reached an inflection point in media, and we're going to have someone who actually likes to really evaluate media, and Ethan Sherwood Strauss on in about an hour. And I want to ask him, as he's gone away from ESPN, he split off of ESPN and started his own independent Substack, and he's done a really good job there. I follow him on Substack. He writes very interesting pieces. Some I agree with, some I don't, but they definitely make me think every single time. But a guy like Grant Horvat was offered by the PGA Tour. This is not a PGA Tour guy. This is a YouTuber. He makes YouTube golf videos.
He's a separate entity.
He was offered by the PGA Tour to compete in the Barracuda, which is up in the Tahoe Truckee area. It is basically a cross event. Right now you have a major going on in golf. In the golf world right now, they are all overseas and they're doing in Ireland, the British Open, and it's called the Open. And they usually do a PGA Tour event that kind of goes against it. And so anybody that doesn't qualify for the Open would play in this Barracuda. And so to drum up interest for it, the PGA Tour was like, hey, Grant Horvat, we will give you a sponsor's exemption and let you play in this.
Mm.
Grant Horvat makes so much money from his independent YouTube channel where he's doing Phil Mickelson videos and Scottie Scheffler videos, and he does stuff with the Bryan brothers, who are also YouTube sensations. He basically said to the PGA Tour, he said, hey, I'll do the event if you let me do my YouTube thing. And the PGA Tour said, no, we're not letting you do your YouTube thing on our brand. Mm. And he basically declined it.
Mm.
Think about that. 15 years ago, 10 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago. Could you imagine somebody in the world of sports saying no to one of the big brands and getting an opportunity because their YouTube channel was infinitely more popular and more lucrative for that individual than actually competing on the PGA Tour event? I thought it was wild, but it's where we are in the media landscape.
That is pretty wild. I'm looking up this guy right now as the Open is currently underway over at, where is it at this year?
It's in Ireland.
It's in Ireland.
It's okay. In the town where Rory McIlroy, or close to proximity where Rory McIlroy grew up.
So Northern
Royal
Ireland.
Portrush?
Royal Portrush. Yeah, Northern Ireland then. Okay. I always root for my Irish guy, Shane Lowry's of the world, Paddy Harrington. There you go. And then obviously Rory McIlroy of Northern Ireland, a little different. But you know what? I always like golfing in the rain. I think it's an underrated aspect of it, and it separates the men from the boys. So good luck to all those people out there. But I'm looking up this guy, Grant Horvat, right now. And you're right. He actually, Scottie Scheffler, the world number one. This guy's unflappable, right? And he had a one-on-one with him on his YouTube channel. And Scheffler tried to give him the advice of, hey, man, they're giving you a spot. I wouldn't hesitate to take it. Now, part of this is Scheffler. He's the face of PGA Tour right now. He is the guy, one of the faces, him alongside Rory. So he's trying to, you know, hold the water up for the organization. I feel him on that. There's a little bit of that. But also, I feel Scheffler's telling the guy, like, hey, dude, if you want to branch out, here's your opportunity to do so.
He doesn't need the Barracuda tournament. He's printing money on his YouTube page.
Okay, but if you want to be taken seriously within professional golfing, like, that's great. You could be a YouTuber. You could be Jake Paul. You could be Logan Paul. If you want to be taken seriously in, like, a professional.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Sports world, then you could, you know, do this, maybe win it, finish top five, qualify top 10, whatever.
But what he's saying is he doesn't need it.
Well, then don't do it then. Okay, then no, don't do it. But I'm not gonna care about Grant Horvat going forward then.
Like, well, I mean,
if he's not playing in the big tournaments, right, he's just gonna be another YouTuber to me.
Well,
which
that's
fine.
That being said, I mean, Bryson DeChambeau is huge on YouTube now.
And it's changed their perceptions of him.
Yeah, Bryson's also not this guy Grant Horvat.
No, but
Bryson's
won
major championships.
I think Joe, where I'm going at with this is that as you see news that, you know, Fox Sports fires everybody on all these television shows who are former athletes, and it's because of the scandal with Joy Taylor and their big executive and Emmanuel Acho. As they're firing them, who are they rumored to hire? A bunch of YouTube and podcasters in Barstool. And I'm coming back to this same kind of stance where this media landscape that we're in right now is completely upside down. And I think that legacy media has been slow to adapt, ourselves included. Look at radio. I think this is a great indicator. Like, people watch us and listen to us in non-traditional ways. Yeah. We have a bunch of people watching us on YouTube. You couldn't do that 10 years ago. Yeah. You know, not a lot of people have old school transistor radios like they used to. That's why I've scoffed at measuring us by this Nielsen ratings for so many years. It's a completely archaic, you know, blind dart throw. And as you look across, whether it's ESPN, Fox Sports, Amazon, Apple Plus, NBA, as we're going to talk about Adam Silver, everybody is trying to figure out what is the correct course of action to monetize what we're doing the right way. And someone like Grant Horvat, like Barstool, their value is that they can actually tell these big entities, yeah, I'd like to work with you, but I don't need you. And that is just a complete upside down reversal of where we were 5-10 years ago. Nobody told ESPN 10 years ago, yeah, I don't need you. You know, Dan Le Batard branched off from ESPN and is making more money with DraftKings. That couldn't be said 10 years ago. Barstool will probably partner with Fox Sports, but they don't really need Fox Sports. Now, I'm sure it'll be financially lucrative for both individuals.
Correct.
But think about where we're at right now in our media landscape. A guy who's not a real actual golfer told a golf event, yeah, I don't think I need to go on to one of your events. It's just, as I watched the ESPYs last night, it felt like I'm watching an archaic thing from yesteryear. I'm telling you, man, things are upside down right now in the media world.
And what you're referring to is, you know, Fox Sports, obviously, they're nearing an expansive deal with Barstool founder Dave Portnoy. That would include him appearing on its college football pregame show. The deal would also involve Barstool content being featured on FS1, sources told Front Office Sports. So that's via Front Office Sports there. And obviously, this goes back to, remember, Barstool tried to do it with ESPN, and ESPN backed out. They didn't feel comfortable with it. They had the part of my take crew, Big Cat, And
they're supposed to be a part of this Fox
thing. They're supposed
to
be part of it too. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I question when there is a separate entity like that and it becomes more corporate and they're not going to be able to do their F-bombs, their S-bombs, stuff like that.
Depends.
And it's worked with McAfee, right? It's worked over with ESPN.
They've allowed McAfee to have some leniency.
And that's basically one guy. I know he has his you know, his crowd around him and his other producers and other hosts around him, but it's basically Pat McAfee. I do wonder if Fox can handle the egos of all those different, you know, the Portnoys, the Big Cats of the world, and the PFT commenters of the world.
Yeah, I just think we're in such a shifty media landscape. And I think, you know, as you see the broadcast partners struggle with this, now look at the different leagues. You know, the NFL sells all their packages nationally. Who are they partnered with? Apple?
Everyone.
Amazon.
Yeah.
CBS, Fox, ESPN. They're wherever you are, the consumer. I think the NBA is why they made this new deal with Apple and why they've got some things that they want to throw onto Amazon and why NBC is one of their partners right now because they want to get on that Peacock app. They are trying to figure out, like, oh, these regional sports networks, they're going away. How do we adjust in this ever-shifting media landscape? I think Major League Baseball is having the same discussion as they do Friday nights on Apple Plus. MLS, where do you find MLS?
Apple.
Apple Plus, it's behind a paywall. Yeah. So I think not only are the broadcast partners, the traditional legacy media, trying to shift right now, I think the leagues are trying to navigate it right now. I think the personalities within these entities and independently are trying to figure it out. I don't think I've ever been more confused as a consumer as to what the hell is actually going on. And the question comes back to, how do I just watch the Giants tonight? How do I just watch the Warriors tonight, the Niners tomorrow, right? Like, that's the question my mom asks all the time.
Well, it's everything but the game, kind of. It's what's happening before and after, and obviously during the halftime show or whatever, but no one really watches that or cares about that.
Nobody watches.
Because I'm going to watch another game at the same time
exactly.
That's overlapping it, so it doesn't matter.
It's so true.
But that's also kind of what I'm getting at here, and I know we're up against it, and you know the number. It's 888-957-9570 is... How are you consuming right now? And I want to ask the people, because we have so many different people, either they're texting in on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, or they're commenting on YouTube, right? We got people calling in. So we do have different ways of reaching you and people reaching us. And obviously, yeah, the traditional fashion of just listening on the radio, on the FM dial, or you're on the app, the Odyssey app, which is free to download. It is awesome. We have all these different ways.
We're also on iHeart now,
too. Exactly.
Which is crazy. So if you're on iHeart, that's where you can catch us as well.
We're everywhere, right? But at the same time is when it comes to the television broadcast these days and people cutting the cord, right? Like, I don't find myself watching the Fox pre and post like I used to.
No.
With, you know, the Kurt Menefees of the world and Howie Long.
Do you watch College Game Day?
Sometimes
I have it on in the background.
I like it when it came to Cal and it was regional. That was cool. So I was like, I'll tune in there. That's pretty unique, right? But not all the time. Now, granted, I say that it's on my phone. So like I'm watching some clips of the what did Nick Saban say about Alabama? Mm-hmm. How's Nick Saban feeling about, I don't know, USC or what Ohio State,
it's
right?
It's not appointment television for you or appointment viewing.
I don't know what is appointment viewing still when it comes to pre and post stuff for
inside the NBA was for me still.
Still. Is it still for most people right now?
I don't know if I'm alone in that.
888-957-9570. What outside of the games for you people, our fans. I don't want to say that, right? What do you mean, you people? What is appointment viewing anymore in sports outside of the games? 888-957-9570.
The NBA Cup is.
Well, I mean,
that's a joke.
It's just it's big time. You're LeBron.
But why does the NBA Cup exist? To create appointment viewing
during
the regular season for your broadcast partners,
which we don't care enough about during the regular season anymore.
100%.
It's all about the Benjamins. We know that. Shout out Benjamin Spadoni. He should be asleep right now. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. We can actually touch on this with Ethan Sherwood Strauss, House of Strauss Substack. I'm sure he's talked about this ad nauseum, wrote about it ad nauseum, and I can't wait to talk about his latest piece in regards to big NBA money screw-ups, talking about that in the CBA right now. And quite frankly, I think the NBA has a problem, and we're going to get into it.
I want to hear this.
And Dave Fleming is going to come up at 8:30 as well, talk about Giants second half. All-Star break, all of that. It's Spadoni, it's Chasky, it's the Morning Roast, it's 95.7 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.